Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening. Welcome to The Gathering Radio Show on the Para-X Radio Network. This is Heidi.
Hi, this is Kristen Barton. I'm back.
Yay! Kristen's in the house for another tantalizing Tuesday. Ooh, that's a good one, I think.
How are we going to be tantalizing?
It's a good thing we're on radio. Let's just say that.
Yeah, we're actually going to be doing strip teases here, but you can't see it. So
perfect for radio. So Kristen is here today, everybody, and we're super excited. Stephanie is still on vacation or traveling back or somewhere in between somehow. So she wasn't able to do the show tonight. And Kristen was awesome enough to step in, and we're excited that she'll be coming back on a more regular basis. So that's very cool. So we have Kristen. I can't even really call you our guest host tonight because you're an official host. You've always been with the show.
I've been in absentia.
Yeah, that's what it is. You've just been on a hiatus. Off and on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but soon to be no longer. And you're definitely here tonight, which is super cool. And we're in the studio together, which is even better. So very awesome. So before we get started with our topic, what have you been up to this past, week or since you've been on? It's been actually probably a month since you've been on.
Yeah, about a month. Mm-hmm. I'm excited because my coven and the study group that is under us got together and actually had a Litha midsummer ritual for the first time since lockdown. And we are talking about reconvening at least monthly now. And I'm just very excited because I had missed group ritual. I missed my coven. And so we're very excited about that. And three other thirds and I are actually doing a new project as well outside of our tradition that we are still practicing, Blue Star Wicca. I had some excitement this week, though. I had to have emergency dental surgery. Yay!
Oh, awful.
And so, yeah, yesterday was an ouchy day for me, but I'm happy to say that I am no longer having to take narcotics. So you're getting a sober Kristen today.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I also had a healing session today with very close working partner and high priestess who I might be able to convince her to come on the show. She does some really cool work, but she facilitated something that ended up being like one of those life-changing healing episodes that happen.
Awesome.
And so I'm still kind of buzzing from that. She was like, can you drive? I think so. So it's been really, it's been good all around, I think, yay for modern dentistry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't even want to imagine what it was like back in the day medication.
Well,
and
yeah.
Tools, like efficient tools.
Mm-hmm. And it's still no fun.
No.
But it's not like back in the day where you had to like yank your own tooth out or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to be gross. I was just really traumatized. I don't like having dental surgery.
No.
But I meditated my way through it, though. I totally used my high priestess skills.
That's what I do, too. I'm like, a lot of times my dentist will be like, Heidi, are you awake? I'm like, yes. or, you know, in the way I can say yes with my mouth full of hands and stuff. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm like, I'm here. And they're like, oh, okay, you're just so still. I'm like, yep.
I'm in my astral temple. Like, go away.
Yeah, don't bother me until you're done. I don't want to leave again and come back. So, yeah, I hear you. Well, good. I'm glad you're feeling better today, even though you're high in a different way.
I am.
You're spiritually high.
That was an amazing... What a weird Tuesday thing to happen. I went in for a massage, and I ended up coming out with, like, a new patron god and all sorts of crazy stuff.
I love it.
Yeah, and I feel... you know how when you have like a real true healing, you literally feel cellularly changed? Mm-hmm. That's literally how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep. It's fun when clients leave and they're like little kids that are looking at a new outfit.
Yes.
That they're wearing, and they look down at themselves and they're looking at themselves like, my arms, my legs, my body looks different in this outfit, except we did an energy session. But they're looking at themselves like, wow, I have a new outfit on, and they can't understand why they feel different. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's the energy that you're feeling. It's your whole system has changed now and upgraded, and you've lost some stuff that needed to go. But it's so cute watching them, because they're like little kids looking at their new outfit that they're wearing.
Yeah. I mean, I was shaking. She had to wrap me in a blanket and you know, stuff, but it was so amazing. And I can't wait to see kind of how this unfolds, because it's just like a Reiki attunement, except times a million.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And so, like, you're all hopped up on the energy. I hope I can sleep tonight. It's not looking good.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm so flying high on what happened. But she's an amazing healer. I mean, just we heal each other. We work on each other.
Sure.
And we've had some really lovely times where we can each have the feeling of facilitating the other one's healing.
Nice.
It's really great to have working partners like
Very
that.
Very cool. Yeah. Yep. That's awesome.
So what are you doing, Heidi?
Well, I am so busy. It is so nice to have, like you were saying, you know, having the get-togethers again. My work is almost back to like pre-COVID time,
nice.
Which it was really busy before COVID hit. And now it's feeling like it's coming back. But what's interesting is it's not just the clients that I've had before and they're finally feeling safe to come out or come back in person, because I've been doing a lot of remote work. But new clients have been referred. I mean, I haven't seen this before in this amount. And
I've referred two to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it's so cool because people, I mean, this COVID blew some doors off of hinges, right?
Oh, yeah.
And people are like, what? And, you know, whether they're not getting answers through their medical, you know, teams or spirit, you know, normal spiritual routes, religious routes, whatever, people are coming and going, I don't get this. Like, what
right.
is happening to me or my world around me? Like, what is this? And so I'm super grateful to be able to help, because, and even though sometimes people come to me and they're like, I don't even know, I'm desperate. Like, this is my last-ditch effort.
I don't even know what is going on. Just fix me.
Like, I don't know what else to do. I've tried everything and nothing works. And I'm like, okay, well, let's just see what we can do. And it's really awesome that we can have really moving experiences and help people find, you know, whatever path is next for them. So, mm-hmm. or wherever they're supposed to be now, you know, whatever is up for them now. So that's been really, really awesome. And, it's nice to be busy again.
I bet I'm, getting a lot of questions, many more online than I usually do too. And, mm-hmm. you know, people are really seeking, which is a very mm-hmm. good thing. And I think too, we have been reminded about what is really important
mm-hmm.
and therefore people are, you know, seeking spiritually in whatever way makes sense to them.
Yep.
And it feels like, I mean, we've talked about how the veil was kind of more open a little bit, but mm-hmm. I think we're closer to spirit. I can feel like guides closer to us and
mm-hmm.
all of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what else are you doing? Busy business?
Yeah, business is great and everything else is going well. The only thing that I find interesting is this whole space expansion here at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I know without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, I am supposed to expand.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling with how that's supposed to look because everything I've tried has fallen apart. Mm-hmm. And it's fallen apart in quite interesting ways. Discrimination seems to be front and center.
Really?
Oh my goodness. Very much so. That seems to be the number one killer of the deals, which I haven't run into lately. I mean, just now I have run into it lately. I haven't run into it for a long time mm-hmm. until recent again. It's coming back around. And so I think that's interesting. The work that I do is keeping people from wanting to get in a contract with me for a leased
sure.
space. So they don't want the association. Which I don't understand because my money is the same as everybody else's money, but apparently not. So I keep going through different avenues trying to, and whether people aren't just calling me back or once we get something moving, they back out because of what I do or whatever. I don't know, but I keep looking at spirit and they're like, nope, just keep going. I'm like, okay. So I just trust that wherever I'm being steered, like every time I hit a wall, I course correct. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, it's hard not to get frustrated, but I have to keep trusting spirit because if they're telling me keep moving forward, then I keep moving forward. So,
yeah, you know, I've been handed a bunch of stuff just suddenly, and it seems to have an overarching theme. And if you can figure out the theme of your, like what you're being guided to do, you might be able to kind of connect the dots a little bit, but mm-hmm. sometimes it'll just suddenly fall in your lap. And I have an idea mm-hmm. that that's what's going to happen. Is it
yeah.
suddenly it will make sense?
That's what I feel too. So it's like, yeah, I'm not worried. I was a little bit freaked out at first. I'm frustrated for the amount of time that I put in that ends up going nowhere, but
yeah.
you know, then that's like a human thing. So that's all right. But yeah, I feel like it's just going to land, and when it lands, it's going to be, okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. And so I just, yeah, it's trust. And, you know, it's that thing that you do with spirit because you have to.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal if you're going to be, you know, riding this train. So
that's true. It. It is. But it's also like super fascinating because whenever for me, and I'm sure this is true for you, whenever it happens, retrospectively, you go, oh,
totally. Yeah,
I get it.
Oh, Heidi.
And they're all like, she finally got it.
Oh, there she goes. There she goes. Oh, we're proud of her. She finally got it.
My poor spirit guides.
I know. Mine too. They love us so much and they just pat us on the head and go, oh, aren't you cute? Mm-hmm. You're so cute when you don't get it right away. So anyway, Karen is asking, why don't you build on your own property? You know, we've thought about that. I have the space. I just don't know if people would transfer that far away because it would be, you know, it's 50 minutes, 45 to 50 minutes in good traffic, good weather
mm-hmm.
from my current location, which for some people would be the same distance because they're coming from somewhere on the northwest, northwest side. But for some people, it would add another 50 minutes of driving
yeah.
in good weather and good traffic. So I don't know how many people would follow me and if that would make sense to do that. Not that I need people to follow me, but I need to keep my business going. So I have to be smart yeah. about it to some degree. And then I was, you know, I could also do that, but now I'm paying for two spaces.
I had three at one point, and it was very stressful.
Oh, dear. No, that doesn't sound fun at all. One's enough.
I almost lost my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, goodness. So, chat room, Sherry is saying she's going through that right now, establishing a business. Yeah, I know. That's tough, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it is.
And Joe said location, location, location. Yeah, it is location. So, anyway, I'm trusting. That's mm-hmm, what it comes down mm-hmm. to. So, trusting and keep moving forward.
Do you know, one thing that occurs to me is, and I don't know if this would work out or not, but when my husband and I went on a staycation in Minneapolis, we had a wonderful time, but Minneapolis is very shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're offering all of these deals for commercial spaces in downtown Minneapolis because they just need renters.
Mm.
And they may be more willing to take a little bit of what they consider to be a risk that might scare them a little bit
mm-hmm.
if it means getting renters in. And there are some really cool, like, old historic buildings
in
Minneapolis that would be so fabulous to have your type of business
in them.
It would
be cool.
And you could, you know, clear it. Like, I'll clear your ghost, no charge. You know, just consider that I'm the spiritual caretaker now of this establishment.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is some of what I do here too for them. I've thought of it. It's just parking also has to be, a factor. And parking can be kind of sketchy when I have, 10, 15, 20 people that need to come to a class, So yeah, it's something I've thought about, and I'm sure whatever it is, it'll open up and have the flow. I just have to keep poking around and digging around. But yeah, I'm looking at all my options just to keep the doors open. So
yeah.
But here you go. Well, I'm sure everybody will know as soon as it happens. I will make sure everybody is.
I'll tell all my friends. Okay, all my witchy friends.
Thank you.
Well, over the years sent a fair number of people to you.
I know you have. Thank you.
And I do clearings. But the thing is, I feel like, particularly with some of my fibro issues and stuff, I can't always clear like a 4,000 square foot house with four levels. And,
right.
And if you're doing it professionally, I can send them to you because that's what you do. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. It's funny how people are when you make contact with them and they need that sort of a service. It takes all of your clergy skills, I'm sure, Heidi.
Oh, yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. They're traumatized.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I was just talking with someone. We did a home blessing last night. And I was talking with the homeowners about, she was asking, how do you do it? She was like, do you go a certain direction when you get in the house? Do you start in a certain place? And I said, I can't do a cookie cutter approach to any property. I said, I know that there are people that have certain ways that they do it. Like they'll only go clockwise or only go counterclockwise or only start in the basement or only start in the northwest corner or whatever. And that's fine for them if that's what works for them. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I'll do a remote view first and get a general idea, but then I need to get into the house and listen to what the house is telling me and what the spirit activity is in the house to determine what are we going to do here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because I can't put a cookie cutter approach on anything because I need it to be very effective. I need it to work 100%.
Yeah.
So cookie cutter approaches, I think, might miss, there's little things that fall through the cracks, and I can't... we can't have that. And I don't want to go out again. I want it to be done. I want them to be safe, and it's over. So, yeah. So you need to get in the house and assess and see, like, what is this space telling me? What are the spirits? Who are they? Where are they? What's going on? So, yeah, it's definitely a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm. I have a template that I use, but I always deviate from it once I'm there.
Yeah.
But I have a generalized, and I'll usually say to them, well, oh, interesting, Sherry. Why not use a large-scale clearing spell? Well, here's the thing with that. Actually, a couple working partners and I are actually doing some spiritual work on a large scale. But it's going to be so complex that we're actually taking a year to plan it because it's very large. And just doing a generalized thing usually doesn't work because a lot of times, and I think Heidi, you can probably expound on this, a lot of times the people who are there on the property have a specific relationship with the property, and it isn't appropriate to come in, just do a large scale sweep and get like all the ghosts in the deep south or whatever. You can't do that because there are personal needs and spiritual contracts that people have, relationships with the property, relationships with the house, and it's actually not cool to do something like that without their consent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's so many layers. It's like an archaeological dig. When you do these clearings, it's layer upon layer upon layer of energy, depending on where everything is coming from.
Yeah.
So like you're saying, you've got the land energy, you've got the homeowners, you've got their contracts, you've got the spirits that, are offended that there's someone else there. There's spirits that came with them. There's spirits that are coming because of all the hot activity now. I mean, there's all sorts of things. And to do just one big sweep, you're going to miss something. It just doesn't work. You need to be thorough, and you need to turn over every rock. You need to look in every crevice because there's so many ways that spirit can avoid detection. and to stay. Their goal is to stay. If they want to stay and they do not want to leave, that will be their goal, is to maintain that. So they will do whatever they can to avoid detection and or, you know, hang on for dear life so they can't get booted. And so you need to assess everything. It has to be step by step. It can't be just one fell swoop, or just it will probably not work, or it will come back rather quickly, or someone, you know, you can anger some of them, and because they're not gone, someone's going to get hurt or more hurt. So it's good to be methodical, thorough, and listen to the space. I'll agree, I do have a sort of a template, you know, I have an idea, but
mine is very loose.
Because it can't be a set way, because there's so many things that can come up each place you go. So anyway.
So that kind of actually leads into something that I have been experiencing that I find interesting. And I was a little bit surprised by an experience that I had. So usually when I watch paranormal shows, I end up heckling the television. No, don't do that. You know, that's not going to work or whatever. But I found one, and I'm not going to mention the name because they're not paying for advertising, but I found one where I'm actually learning some stuff even, and there's a psychic on the show who's actually very, very talented. She doesn't have a lot of formal training, and there are some things that she does that I probably wouldn't or wouldn't do it that way. But what was happening, I realized after I had kind of been out of sorts, after I'd kind of binge-watched the show, I was connecting with her, and I remember thinking, boy, she must do some really hardcore prep work and cleansing and warding and getting herself right, because she goes into the worst of the worst situations where there's just infestations of all these different kinds of entities, not even all like human or what have you. And so I was thinking it must just wear her ragged to do this work regularly. And what ended up happening is that I connected with her, even though these are recorded shows, they were recorded in the past, so they are no longer, you know, it wasn't live. Mm-hmm. I connected with her, and I got hit with some of the stuff that hit her, and I figured it out, and I was, it's like, duh, I'm a high priestess.
Whoops.
So I ended up taking care of that for myself, but then I started to really think about how sensitives and people who maybe even aren't as sensitive alike can be affected by recorded media. Mm-hmm. And one time I accidentally got an energy hit off of a movie. It was years ago, and I think I had like the flu or something. I was feeling very under the weather. And I was on my computer, but I also had the TV running in the background. And I wasn't watching the TV. It was just kind of running. And the movie Twilight came on, and I'm not a fan, but it was on. And then suddenly I got this hit of life force energy, and it felt very teenage angsty. And I realized that all these young people who were so fanatical about the show, right, had kind of charged up this movie so that, and because I osmotically was low energy, I actually took a hit of that without even trying to. And so, but it was very like, you know, Team Bella. Joe, I love it. Team Bella. Go you, man. Go you. But like, so that it just made me, it brought me back to that time when I got the energy hit off of the movie. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, whether or not any listeners had been affected energetically by recorded stuff, whether that's, you know, watching an old horror movie, or whether that's even, you know, sometimes, I don't know, even maybe on like Twitter, who knows? Yeah. I'd love to hear everybody's experiences, because I certainly connected with this psychic without realizing it. I was empathizing with her, and that caused the connection.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Team Bela Lugosi, yes.
There we go.
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you, Sherry.
You know, it's interesting when you bring that up, because I've had it happen myself, and I've worked with people who have come in because they're affected by something through media that was not a live event. It was like a TV show. They're pre-recorded. Unless you're watching a live news program, it's a recorded piece, whether it's, you know, a couple months old, because by the time we even see a first run of something, it was recorded how many months before, minimum, I would imagine. So unless it's a live broadcast, it's a recording. And then, yeah, could it be years old? Absolutely. And I've had people come in and have been incredibly moved or even almost hurt by things that they've seen because they were so open when they were watching whatever it was that they were watching. Yeah. And even if it's a movie, it's fiction, right? Mm-hmm. But they're so open to possibility, or, you know, sometimes we're fascinated by, wow, I wonder if that could happen. And we just kind of let ourselves go, which is fine for most people. But if you're extra sensitive, then you might run into some trouble. And so I've had people come in and it's like, we need to kind of patch them back up, you know, clear out whatever they connected to, and then close everything back up, you know, seal everything back up, heal it up. Maybe I'll tell this other story after we get up break, but yeah, it's fascinating. And I agree with you. I'd love to hear if anybody in the chat room has had situations like that too, where they've connected with something that was in a recorded program.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I connect with the energies of the other people who have watched it. I'm not just connecting to the media itself necessarily, but to people who have put emotions into it when they were consuming it, which I found really fascinating.
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, Sherry touched in the chat room. She said, can demons attach to you by watching the tapes? And that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about after the break, because I have a really interesting, and we can't go on break quite yet, because we have a few minutes, but it takes longer than that to tell it, but it's an interesting story. So I want to, it goes with your question in the chat room, Sherry. So, and then Karen said, I don't understand. By definition, these shows are designed to evoke emotional responses.
Yep, and I just said, this isn't emotions, this is energy. So it's a different thing. I wasn't feeling the emotions of the psychic I connected with. I actually got some spiritual ook.
And she's saying, but emotions are energy.
Yes, emotions are energy, but I'm speaking of a different sort of energy, because I am an energy healer. Heidi is an energy healer. We differentiate and can feel the difference between those things.
I agree with you, but I also look at the energy, because what's being, the reason there's such a strong energy that we're feeling is maybe because of the emotions that the people that are watching it feel. Like when you felt this wave of teen angst come, that was probably incredibly emotional for the people watching it.
It was.
And you were feeling the energy of that, not necessarily the emotion, right? Is that what you're saying?
I discerned the emotion. I could feel what the emotion was, but I didn't feel the emotion. I got a hit of life force energy.
Right. The vibration of that energy that was the teen angst vibration, which is low and ooky, you know, as it can be. So she's saying, so not being affected by the show, but rather the energy.
Yes, it was charged like a battery.
Yeah, the show is the connector.
Exactly.
Right. It's not the show, it's the connector. The show is the connector for the energy. It establishes, it's like the extension cord, right?
Well, for me, with the Twilight thing, that was like a battery. That was literally like it was pre-charged by the emotions of the people in the past who had put those emotions in there. And I was able to vamp off that, just like I can vamp off of, like, say, a movie or a theater crowd. I would never take someone's personal energy like an individual, but when there's a crowd and I'm feeling low energy, it doesn't affect any one individual, you know, very much. So then I feel like it's okay to sometimes do that. And I have. And it was like that, except this was all funneled through that lens of that teenage romantic desperation thing that those books and movies were designed to evoke.
Yeah.
And as much as I have many opinions that I will not be sharing right now, that it successfully did that. If that was the goal, it did succeed in its goal.
Yay.
There's all sorts of things not good.
Not good. But it, you know, it's an interesting, like, aha moment,
you
know, that you think, oh my gosh, if I'm watching this, I might have to put some guards up, you know, I might have to put some protections on just to keep from getting kind of gooed up by some of this.
Well, and that makes me wonder then too, when people have like celebrity crushes and things, I wonder how many entertainers, artists are often very sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wonder how many artists are affected by the obsessive thoughts of fans.
I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine. I would never want to be famous like that, because I couldn't imagine that kind of energy coming at you all the time.
Oh yeah. And I mean, they will also often, people who are obsessive that way, they often will turn on you and be very angry as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Just cool stuff to think about. So we're going to take a break here, a couple minutes, and very cool topic. We've got more to talk about when we come back from the break. So we'll get started here. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is The Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network.
Sometimes good intentions aren't good enough, and we need a little help to make it through the workday. Some people pray. Others put their noses to the grindstone. But now, you can take a different path and resolve workplace issues in a magical way. From the author of the Ghost of Hollywood series comes a brand new book, Workplace Spells, Everyday Magic on the Job, by leading author Marla Brooks. This easy-to-follow magical spellbook will help you get past those pesky job-related hurdles. Whether you're new to the craft or a seasoned practitioner, you can make magic happen. Workplace Spells, Everyday Magic on the Job by Marla Brooks would make a great gift. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order online through schifferbooks.com, Barnes & Noble, or amazon.com. Workplace Spells, Everyday Magic on the Job by Marla Brooks. Order your copy today.
For a truly unique podcast experience, we have you covered. Spirit Bayou with CJ Dunham airs live from the Third Coast in Southeast Texas on Tuesday and Fridays at midnight Eastern Time, covering Creole folklore and folk magic, to strange paranormal activity, to new equipment for the field. CJ Dunham is a Catholic swamp witch, a devotee to our Mother Mary in the Trinity, a true believer in our Lord, the Holy Ghost, and Christ. Peace be with your spirit and the spirits by you.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para X.
Welcome back to The Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network. And we have Kristen Barton with us tonight. Actually, it is Kristen Barton and I tonight. Stephanie's not here. But we are talking about a very cool topic where we are connecting with energies through recorded programs. And definitely had some great questions in the chat room. So keep those coming for sure. Mm-hmm. And okay, so I was going to tell a story before the break. And this is like a click over from a recorded show. This is a recorded, it was on YouTube. And it was actually a meditation.
Okay.
And I don't know, I asked to have access to this from the person that brought it to me, and I never did get it. I don't know if she said she deleted it and couldn't find it. And so I wonder then about that too, because if she couldn't find it. But she came to me, and this was years ago, she came to me because she felt she was being possessed. And
scary.
It was really scary. And it was, when I started working with her, I could tell that I could feel it connected to her, that yes, she was in she was in the oppression stage.
Right.
And it was really happening. This was not just, oh, I wonder if it is. I've seen movies and this could be it. It was like, no, this really is it. And it had taken about a year and a half. So it was a very slow, sneaky process.
Insidious.
Very, very. And it was this wonderfully lovely guided meditation to connect with your spirit guides, you know. And so she had been doing this on a daily basis and connecting with her spirit guides, and it was lovely in the beginning, and she was so happy to, you know, talk to spirit guides and get lovely messages. And you know, it started to turn, though, and she didn't realize that it had started to turn. Sure. Until she was too far into it,
of course.
And that's how it happens.
Yes.
You know, you're hooked with all the good stuff, and then it starts to turn and get darker. And it wasn't so much darker in the beginning. It turned into more things that would stroke her ego, which isn't spirit. Spirit won't do that. Good spirit won't do that.
Right.
And telling her things that she wanted to hear and things that she wished would be. They said it will be, and this is what's happening. And she was very excited and was going to make some big life changes because of it. You know, things that, you know, she would hurt people in her life by doing. But she felt very certain, because these are her spirit guides, that this is what's going to happen. And in the process of this, the voices, you know, she believed them. Some of the things that they had told her in the beginning were true and right.
Sure.
And so she kept believing, and it turned very dark. And by the time she got to me, they had such a power over her mentally that it was becoming physical, and she was doing things that they were telling her to do. Physically, she couldn't stop herself from doing it.
I believe it.
And her family, you know, believe she was having a mental breakdown, and she
was, but it was more than that.
It was, yeah, it wasn't. So we ended up working with her, and it took quite a few sessions. It was really, really locked in.
Mm-hmm.
And the last session, one of the last sessions we worked with her, we got her to the point where it was like right at the edge of the cliff. You know, and we couldn't go any further. We did everything we could, and then we were stopped at the edge of the cliff, and she's teetering. And we said, okay, now you have, this is like the third session, and we said, now, and it was hours. Each session was hours, right?
Yeah.
And we said, okay, now you go home, and you have to let us know. You'll know when the next session is supposed to hit, because that you'll be falling off the cliff. And I hate to tell you that, but that's what's going to happen. What was very interesting is she ended up going to a mental health facility for a week before we started working with her, because she thought, well, what if this is?
What if they tell me to do something and I do it? And
yeah, I need to go get help. And I thought, that's fine. She went on medication. Everything was great while she was in the hospital. The second she gets out of the hospital, they started laughing and talking right through her medication. Her medication didn't work. They were laughing at her and saying, we fooled them. We kept quiet while you were there. You thought it was a medication. We're here. You didn't get rid of us. So this was bad. And so this last session, we said, you're going to have to hang on the edge of the cliff. That's what it's going to feel like you're teetering, and you're going to feel like you're falling, and it's going to be really scary. And you call me. I don't care what time of day it is. I don't care what, it doesn't matter. Just call me and get to the studio as fast as you can. And so she called me at like 4:30 in the morning one day, and I raced to the studio. She met me here. I got Tim here, because this was ages ago. And so I called him, got him to the studio, and we finished. It took about 4 more hours of work, and we were able to finish. And she looked like she got hit by a truck. I mean, she just looked run over.
Yeah.
It was so exhausting. I felt so bad for her. We felt exhausted. And it was terrible, but it was a valuable lesson for her that, you know, you can't just, with something like this, you really can't just trust what you see on the internet. I mean, how are you supposed to know, really? You know, unless you set up your proper protections before you do something like this. You know, I mean, people can know. We would know, I think, looking at this video, I would hope. But
I would hope that I could too, but sometimes
some of it's so sneaky.
Yeah, you know, honestly, you can be a professional. I mean, you and I have decades of experience, both of us. That doesn't mean that we're completely invulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we're not, you know, completely safe. I mean, we have a lot of tools in our toolbox, right? But it's we get our experiences too. So yeah, it was really, really scary. But for her, it was a lesson to, we talked about the power of prayer and just being able to pray outward and pray to your deity or deities, whatever brings you comfort, and not ask for direct responses. Mm-hmm. You can pray and find comfort in prayer and let it go, whatever that you're seeking help with. You know, pray for strength to get through whatever, pray for, you know, guidance that, you know, will come through, you know, people that you meet or a situation that comes up or whatever, you know, or pray for, you know, your family to be safe or whatever you want, but no direct response, you know, from this work is really where she had to go with this, because what she was doing is, I want information right now. And I'm getting information right now, and this is awesome. I want more information. And the more she wanted, the more they gave her, but the more they took from her in the process.
That's the thing that people don't understand, too, is that it is always, always an exchange. There is nothing that is free.
Mm-mm.
And
no.
I heard a story just recently of a man who was using a specific way to ask. He was a pagan, so he was asking the gods for money, and each time he would get the money that he wanted and needed. And he decided, again, after having kind of almost abused this, he asked for money to get a bigger house, not because he needed a bigger house for any specific reason, but he wanted one. And what ended up happening is his house burnt down.
Mm.
And he, you know, could collect insurance and what have you, but it was a message saying, okay, you know, we're not your ATM.
No.
He wasn't giving back. He wasn't giving offerings. He didn't come with a pure heart and a pure spirit. He was becoming greedy.
Mm.
And spirit is not going to abide greed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, people need to understand that even with guides, if they're giving you something, you give them something,
mm-hmm.
whether that's leaving offerings for them, giving them, you know, willing good energy toward them,
mm-hmm.
or what have you. But yeah, these entities aren't there just to give us what we want.
Mm-mm.
They're individual entities. And, you know, nobody likes the friend who only calls when they need something.
Right. That's a good analogy. Yep.
Yeah.
And the negative spirits, I mean, the good spirits appreciate when you give an offering or show gratitude and all those things. They, you know, the more you give them in forms of, you know, respect and, mm-hmm. you know, just thankful and, you know, offerings, things like that, the more they also want to give to us, you know, mm-hmm. when they can. But the negative spirits, if we'll call them that, they are the opposite. They will take no matter what.
Yep.
They will always take what they need, and they will do it in a way that it can be very deceptive. It will be hard to see it in the beginning because they need, you know, it's like getting someone hooked, you know, and addicted on something. It's, you know, they'll make sure that they get you just to the place where now you can't live without it. And even though you know it's so bad for you, you can't stop. And that is good for them because that's how they thrive. And it's terrible. But anyway, that story reminded me of what we're talking about, mm-hmm. because it was this YouTube video that was, and I couldn't tell because I actually wanted to watch it and see what I could find, if there was something intentionally put into the video by the creator, or
that
if something had found
wondering.
Its way there,
yes.
and found a really cool opening,
mm-hmm.
and went, hey, and nobody's going
to
know.
To a lot of people.
Right.
That's like an all-night diner.
Yeah.
For them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Absolutely. Like a buffet, you know?
Seriously.
Yeah. It's like a buffet that's always open. And, yeah, so it was, I never did figure out which one it was, if it was intentional,
mm-hmm.
or if spirit just found that opening.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was definitely through a recorded piece that was just sitting there waiting to be watched over and over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I have seen, I have experienced charged websites, which was very interesting. Mm-hmm. I went to, I don't remember how I found or heard of this woman, but she was a spiritual healer, and I was already a witch, and I think I was an initiate, but I was not a high priestess yet. But I found her, she was charging a fair amount of money in order to heal people. And when I went to her website, I felt this boost of energy that was clearly like charged into the homepage of like hitting you with what was meant to be felt as like divine like energy.
Mm.
But there was something slightly wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this like,
no.
No. And, you know, people who aren't sensitive and who are very desperate for answers, when you combine those two things, they can feel compelled to engage that person and not know why or believe that it is the hand of the divine guiding them. But this was very, very, like we were saying, insidious,
mm-hmm.
and it was very deceptive and icky.
Yeah, not
yeah,
good.
And so I just kind of like left.
Click.
You know, click.
Yeah. X out. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting how much energy is out there that's intentional.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that someone puts it in there on purpose. And how many people aren't aware of that? You know, if they're not ultra sensitive, they might not be aware that this is something that's happening on purpose, you know, that they're being guided with intention to mm-hmm. watch something, click on something, whatever it is. So it's, you know, it's, but you know, you have to hope that the balance will find people that are doing bad things, you know, that that'll
come around. There's always payback eventually, but it's what is the damage in the meantime?
Right. Yeah.
And I remember, I helped a young woman online who was a Catholic who had, for some reason, gotten, for lack of a better word, addicted to going to psychics. And she was asking me questions, and I followed the thread back to this psychic person, and I realized that, in fact, what this person had done is had put an attachment onto the young lady and then made it seem like the young lady had to go back to her because there was a spirit oppressing her. And it's like, well, there is a spirit oppressing you. It was put there by the person who's trying to take your money. And now they're extorting you to, quote, heal you.
No.
And she had spent, I told her, I'm not charging you anything. And I said, how much have you spent on this? And she was a young lady, you know, she didn't have a lot of money. She said, about $700. And I said, okay, and are you better off now than you were before you spent the $700? And she said, well, no, that's why I'm coming to you.
Oh, dear.
And I told her, because she said, you know, I'm Catholic. And I said, well, then I think you should go and talk to your priest and tell him what's going on. And you need to get your butt into the confession. And you need to go to the, you know, go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And because this is something that you are obsessively wanting to do. And what ended up happening is she kept contacting me and wanting me to give her more and more. And I said, you're still doing the same thing. Just because I'm not extorting money from you, it doesn't mean that you're not trying to get this obsessive energy hit off of these like exciting subjects for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're excited about psychism, but it's in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do when you do that is you put a sign over your head that says, please come lunch on my life force.
No.
So I told her, I said, you know, I want to see you in church, and I'm going to ask you not to contact me again because I'm not going to play into this cycle for you. And I hope she's okay. You know, I sent her lots of Reiki, and I was really hoping for the best for her. But it's amazing how many predators do, you know, put on the mask of the healer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's rough.
Yeah, it is. I know there was a client that went to a website. She was looking to have something cleared that I had already made. I had let her know that this was not going to be a one and done process. Mm-hmm. This was a process that unfortunately is going to take some time because it took some time to build. Mm-hmm. And excuse me, sorry about that. So she went somewhere else. She went to a site that she felt would do the job for her. And she did the same thing. She spent $1,500, I think. And mm-hmm. they said they would clear it in 3 sessions or less. Sorry about that. And so they didn't clear it in 3 sessions or less. And so what they said is they would give her a reduced rate for 3 more sessions.
Okay.
They should have like given $800. Yeah, like $800. I'm like, oh my God, you didn't do that. She goes, no, I didn't buy the other $800. I said, please don't spend any more money. And I was telling her, you know, if you can't pay me, just come in. We're going to do these sessions anyway because yeah. we need to
That's
do this.
That's what I do too. I do charge for house clearings if the people can afford it. But if the people cannot afford it and it's within my range where I don't have to spend an arm and a leg to get to them, I will do it for free. And I do free like healing sessions with, if you have cancer, I'm not charging you. You're mm-hmm. already paying through the nose for your treatments, you know. So, yeah, that's the difference. But a lot of times they're very smart and they will reel you in with just such a thing that you just said. It's like, oh, we'll give you a reduced, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is us being giving. And it's like, but is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's a wild world out there, and we just have to navigate it and be careful, knowing that whatever we're working on or watching or listening to could have another thread of energy coming through it that can affect us.
I'm actually going to watch those specific types of shows now. I have a protective amber necklace that has a helper spirit attached to it, and I'm just going to wear that whenever I engage in those things.
Nice.
I wear it when I do clearings as well. It's very helpful. And, you know, it was a lesson learned because mm-hmm. even if you're an experienced practitioner, you never stop learning.
No, you can't stop learning because how are you supposed to learn everything about spirit when spirit is unlimited?
Exactly.
Spirit is infinite. So there's no way you can know everything. How could someone? That's what I love about this mm-hmm. is that there's always something to learn.
Yeah.
Which I think is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, gosh, this is such a cool topic, and I can imagine that this would be, you know, something we could revisit down the road for sure, because there's just, you know, it'd be interesting too, like you said, to watch some things that you normally wouldn't watch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because we gravitate to the things that we enjoy, and, yeah. you know, I'm not a huge fan of teen angst movies myself, so maybe I would watch one and see what I get, you know, just again, being aware of my protections and things too, because I don't need to be laid flat, you know, by a train of teen angst, but, you know, just see like what kind of energy comes through, kind of feeling into that and see, you know, what's there, watching other shows that I wouldn't normally watch and see if I can find some kind of thread of energy.
Well, I just had a realization. So I make videos for my space on Quora, Real Wicca, and I need to ward my videos.
I need
to put a ward mm-hmm. on each one of them so that there can't be any mm-hmm. attachments either, you know, by someone watching and not meaning to send energy or someone trying to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it has not occurred to me until now.
Yep.
I'm a little slow on the uptake sometimes, so no, I'm going
to
do that.
No, it's good to think about, though. I think when I do my podcast, I think about it being, when I'm doing them, my intention when I do each one is that it's a protected and informative transmission, you know, an outlet, and it's for the people who wish to receive the information, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's, you know, no other energy being sent that is unintended. And because I don't want this to fall, you know, or to be hijacked by some spirit that's using my recordings for something nefarious, you know, or whatever. So I just, I do put that into each podcast before I start and after I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good idea. My stuff is very like I say, informational. If I were doing something that was a spiritual operation, such as a guided meditation, I would automatically have thought to do it.
Oh, for
but
sure.
But when I'm talking about this book is a really good book, you know, because blah, de blah. And it didn't occur to me that I should be warding those as well.
Yep. It's always a good idea, I think, because you never know. And like this meditation video that was on YouTube, I don't know if the person that created it intended it to be that way, or if it got hijacked. So to put your powers of, you know, protection around the whole thing, either way, you know, that I'm not putting any accidental intention in there, and it's not getting hijacked from something else. So
I always tell students, if you're reading books on magic, always state before you read that you are not doing the operations you're reading about.
Yes.
Because if you're a good visualizer and you have a trained will, you can actually inadvertently do a spell because you're reading about it.
Yep.
So always make
totally
that statement before, you know.
Just like the perfect storm happening. And it's like, oh no, what did I just do? And you might, you know, it's like those, the movies, or maybe it's even Harry Potter, where they're flicking the wand around and going, it's not working. And behind them, like, fires are starting and stuff. It's like they have no idea what they're creating. Uh-huh. So yeah, it's totally possible. So very cool. So, well, this has been definitely a fun topic. We have a couple of minutes left. Anything else? I haven't seen anything in the chat room that we missed. I know Karen was saying earlier she's not a fan of listening to guided meditations.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah,
make your own, like she says.
Yep, make your own. She said guided meditations can sometimes be hypnotic suggestions, which they can be. So making your own is always a good idea. Or, you know, setting up your protections first, feeling the energy too, if you find one. I just actually put out a guided meditation because I had some clients that asked me about it and asked if I would record it. So I decided to put it into my podcast, and part of the podcast is setting up protections first, you know, and then I do it again in the podcast for the guided meditation. So, you know, if people are listening to it, please, you know, they should set their own protections up. And I state that in the recording as well, because I want it to be good and, you know, healthy and for your highest good. But set your own protections up too. Don't just rely on someone else. You know, trust someone you don't know, because there's people listening that they don't know me. Right. And so put your own protections up. Just make sure. So, yeah, very cool. Very cool. Well, let's see here. There's a couple other things I want to just make sure that we mention before we wrap up the show. We have our sibling show, The Calling, on tomorrow night here on the ParaX Network. They are on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And so the crew will be on tomorrow night. I don't have the topic. Steph usually has that, and I didn't think to get it tonight, so I apologize. But definitely tune into The Calling tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And Steph will be back with us next week here on The Gathering. She will be back in town and back with us. And Kristen, you're going to be back on a regular basis going forward, which we're very excited about.
Me
and
too.
Doing some more regular live shows again, which will be fun as well. So that's like a double bonus, you know, live shows and Kristen.
Yay.
So yeah, very cool. So very exciting. And thank you, everybody in the chat room. Awesome topics. If you have any topics for shows, I wanted to put this out there again because we haven't done this for a while, but just let us know if there's any topics that you're interested in us talking about or researching or finding stories on, whatever it is. Send us your topic suggestions, or if there's people that you want to hear from, you know, if there's people you want us to interview, we do have quite a few interviews set up, or we're in the process of setting up going forward, because we definitely want to do more interviews. But let us know if there's something you want us to try and connect with or hear from, or if there's a topic that you'd like us to talk about, because we definitely want to answer your call for information. So if there's something you're wanting to hear about, please let us know. You can connect with us through our Facebook page, The Gathering Radio Show, and you can also contact us individually on our own Facebook pages. We're both on, well, all three of us now are on Facebook.
I got hacked, though, y'all. So I had to create a new profile. So I'm not actually on The Gathering's Facebook page. The hacked account is. So we're going to have to take it.
Fantastic. All right. Sounds good. We will do that. So anyway, Kristen, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. This is so fun.
Yes, it was a load of fun tonight, and we definitely had fun with our topic. And I just want to say some thanks to the troops. If there are any troops out there listening, mm-hmm. thank you so much for your service. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. You had some awesome comments and questions, mm-hmm. and it was always it's always fun reading your comments and sharing your stories. So thank you. Everybody that's listening out there, wherever you are, so good to have you here. Thank you for joining us and tuning in either live or through the podcast. And of course, Para X Radio Network. We are so happy to be here always with our show here on the network. And then Sarge, our most amazing producer. As always, you're the best. So again, thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. We look forward to seeing you all next week.
Bye, everyone.